But Carrie's not going anywhere. To continue our discussion of hospitals, we now turn to Community Regional Medical Center in Fresno, where Carrie spoke with a doctor we had on the show earlier this spring. Dr. Patil Armenian is an emergency room physician with a hospital at UCSF Fresno. And when she spoke with our news director, Alice Daniel, in April, she described the experience then as the calm before the storm. Now, 3 months later, Carrie asked Dr. Armenian if the storm feels any closer.
The storm has definitely hit. It took a while. Every week we were saying it's the calm before the storm. It's the calm before the storm. And now we are in July and it's definitely here and it doesn't show signs of abating anytime soon.
And so what is different now? I mean, what, obviously I'm sure there are lots of things, but in kind of broad strokes, what does feel different about, you know, about the emergency room now?
Well, what feels different now is just that we're a lot busier. We have all of our regular patients. We are, you know, we have been the busiest trauma center in California for a few years now. And so we have all of our normal patient volume. But now on top of it, we are also seeing a lot of COVID cases, as are a lot of our sister hospitals in Fresno and the Central Valley.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about your regular patients. I mean, I know that, you know, a couple months ago, I think it, in general, people were really avoiding hospitals and patient levels were down. You know, has that bounced back to the normal levels as people kind of continue to get their regular care?
I think that has bounced back to our regular levels, especially because, you know, people still need care for their heart attacks and car accidents and all of the usual things that happen. And so those have bounced back somewhat. And then now on top of it, we have a lot of COVID patients.
Right. And of course, there are lots of people who, you know, for various reasons, including access to insurance, you know, kind of use the emergency room as their chronic care center as well.
And that's true. And but at the same time, it does seem like it's been hard for a lot of patients to see their primary care providers. And so we are, as always, a safety net for people who need help.
Right. Well, so when people come to the emergency room with COVID-19, or at least with symptoms, and maybe they get tested and are determined to have COVID-19, I mean, what does that look like for emergency physicians like you?
Well, first, when they initially come in, at least downtown at CRMC, they're separated out from patients who don't have any symptoms. And then we basically, you know, decide to test them or not test them, and then treat them accordingly. Everybody wears masks in the emergency department, no matter if you are a patient or a provider or a staff member. And we are actually implementing more telehealth. So sometimes we'll get on an iPad and do FaceTime with a patient so that we don't have to go in and out of rooms too often. And that is to conserve our PPE as well as to try to minimize contact as much as possible.
Wow. So even within your own emergency room or emergency department, you'll be FaceTiming with people just in another room.
We'll be FaceTiming with people in the tent outside. And then, you know, if we need to, we go into the tent. So it's not too often, but there are very straightforward cases that we are able to use telehealth for.
Very interesting. And then what are some of the complications that arise from COVID that could lead someone to go to the emergency room? Like, what are kind of some of the most common symptoms or complications that you're seeing?
Well, the most common symptoms that we're seeing are shortness of breath, cough, fever, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, really a lot of things. A lot of patients will come in because they feel short of breath. And so a lot of the most major complications that we are experiencing are respiratory distress and respiratory failure, which means they're just having such a hard time breathing that we need to help them to breathe better.
Right. And so then what about mental health? You know, is the landscape of mental health changing at all among patients coming to the emergency rooms? You know, especially you deal with toxicology that often includes, you know, substance abuse, overdoses. Are you seeing a change in the levels of those sorts of things as this pandemic drags on?
In the beginning, actually, we had no cases. I mean, there were no overdoses coming in. There were a few weeks where we were actually surprised. We were like, wow, nothing's happening. But now I would say we're just back to our normal numbers. So I don't necessarily see a rise, but just our usual frequency, which is a fair number. I mean, we do get a lot of methamphetamine complications. We get a lot of overdoses. And so those numbers are back to our kind of pre-COVID normal.
And so, you know, I think in some place, in some parts of the country, especially where there had already been surges and overflows of COVID patients, I know that treating them had been really traumatic for the doctors and the nurses and all the providers taking care of them. Do you feel like there's kind of a burden of trauma on the providers there at CRMC with you, or has that not necessarily quite hit yet?
I think it all, it just started getting a lot busier for all of us. And so we're not seeing that quite yet. But also at the same time, we are pretty well staffed. And so we have a lot of people on at any given time. So the burden isn't just on one team, for example. I think probably our intensive care unit teams are starting to feel the stress. But again, I think the work is right now spread across a lot of providers so that just one group doesn't get particularly burned out.
Well, that's good. I mean, do you or any of your other colleagues there, do you have any strategies for dealing with burnout or dealing with, you know, the really unique stresses of this particular time?
I think just in general, we're very fortunate to work in a place where we're a very close-knit group. We're really good at asking each other for help and giving each other breaks, you know, when someone needs it. So I think we just happen to already work in a pretty good environment. And so we're just continuing to rely on each other like we always have.
Do you get the impression that this level of, you know, this patient load that you're dealing with right now of COVID-19 patients, do you get the impression that this is going to be over anytime soon?
All of the data points to this not being over anytime soon. And in fact, I think that, you know, we had a rise in cases like a lot of areas in California because businesses opened back up, we opened back up, and people started to not wear masks as often. And so with the feeling that things were going back to normal, I think people in general started becoming more lax with mask wearing and social distancing. And we see the effects of that now. And we see that, you know, our cases are rising and we haven't really seen them fall yet. And I don't know at this point when they're going to fall. We'll just have to only time will tell. We'll just have to see.
And so that's when you would emphasize people really should take, you know, PPE, mask wearing, social distancing, take that into your own hands and do that yourself.
Yes. So people should definitely keep wearing masks whenever they're around anyone. Keep social distancing, minimum of 6 feet as much as possible. Even if you're going to just go visit a family member, we've seen so many cases that have just happened from family members visiting each other. And so really can't emphasize this topic enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Patil Armenian, thank you so much for speaking with me, and I hope you continue to stay safe.
You too. And everybody, please wear masks and keep social distancing.